Hey, this is Anne with Coaching on the Go for you today. I'm going to dovetail off of the last coaching that I gave you because I never finished my story, and everybody likes a good ending, right? So I was speaking about how I can remember the second I was standing out behind my house and thinking about my garage, half of my garage being the perfect place for a pottery studio. And how I had been talking about a pottery studio for at least 9 years and realizing that if I didn't start doing something, I would never have the frickin' pottery studio. And it would just be my flapping my mouth and not intending anything with my words. So I stopped, it kind of stopped me in my tracks. And what I'm coaching you about right now is my stepping you through one time, just one time, in a pivotal time, when I had an idea, and I stopped actually to start taking the idea seriously. And I have been doing that since then. But what happened was, in the course of, let's say, 1 month, I got a hunch one day about a potter's wheel. I went on Craigslist, I got a hunch about it. I feel like it was my past professor spiritually reaching out to me. I mean, you can decide where you get your inspiration, but it was the exact wheel that he and I had talked about. It was a fraction of the price, used a few times by somebody who bought it and didn't want it anymore, who's going to move across the country. I picked that up a few weeks later. I mean, I just was open to the process. A few weeks later, I got another hunch. I kind of dropped everything. I went to the computer. I found the kiln I needed, the exact type of kiln I needed for a third of the price I would pay for it if I bought it new. All sorts of things. An electrician, a friend showed up of mine who did all the electrical for a fraction. And within a short time, within maybe a month, a little more than a month, I had a completely working studio. So, you know, when we tell the universe, we tell that God force, we tell that energy around us with our actions that we're listening, we're paying attention, and we're actually collaborating on our own dream, things start happening quickly, and they happen easily and quickly. So today's coaching is just around further getting you to think about the things that are on deck for you and taking them seriously. Those are gifts coming down to you. Take those seriously. And I coach people in this way. You know, it's one of my main purposes for being is helping people to expand into the things that are naturally, organically being revealed so you can live that incredible, satisfying life. So your homework this week is to pay attention to your ideas. Respond to your ideas and really consider those as gifts dropping down into you and, you know, keep a record of them, start doing something about them if you like them. If you're not sure, connect with me. I'll help get you started.